It's Robbie. Rochelle, intern Vince, is connected. All here ready, reporting for duty for Wednesday. It is October the 13th, Wednesday the 13th, 2021. Time for pre-coffee thoughts. Oh, by the way, today not only Wednesday, it is, of course, a
hump day.
Yes, sirree.
Well, that was a good one.
I look forward to that every week. So we do this just to get over the hump. A little something fun, a little stream of consciousness. Before we do anything on a Wednesday morning, we all write down the first thing that comes to mind, just some random thoughts, and we see what we come up with, and we share them right here. So you ready for these?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which comes from which. I mean, obviously, I know which one I wrote, but I don't know which comes from which. If a sloth clapped, it would always sound sarcastic. Now, just because they move slow, do we know that they would clap slow?
I mean, yes, they do everything slow.
People mic drop so they don't have to answer questions about their rant afterwards. I got to go. Dropping the mic and I got to go. Oh, this is interesting. All right, this is mine. I tried to pass it off like, oh, this is interesting. But actually, I just thought of this. Marbles are not made of marble. Made of glass.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Or plastic. I guess the cheap ones are made out of plastic.
Liars.
I wonder why they call them marbles then. Do you think they were originally made from marbles?
I don't know the answer to that.
Wait, if you just put a bunch of marbles and you put them on a tabletop, mm-hmm. like glue them to the tabletop,
yeah,
you don't have a marble tabletop?
Well, I guess you do. In that case you do.
Wow, this is a lot before coffee.
This is why these are pre-coffee thoughts. They're kind of crazy things. We get notes all the time. I think it was our friend Chris writes in all the time. This is his favorite segment of the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-coffee
Jason.
Thoughts.
Jason.
Oh, is it Jason?
Jason Cherry.
Wow,
okay.
You can't even get him right.
Well,
sorry, Jason.
Sorry, Jason, but thank you. Thank you for listening. You're never stuck in traffic. You are the traffic.
Yeah, you are. Get over. If it says get over, get over.
Remember that whole thing about the rant? You should have just done the mic drop. Sometimes the loudest word people yell is quiet.
Mom.
The economy will finally collapse when there's a coffee shortage.
100%.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? They talk about there being no more coffee after, like, the year 2040. They just won't be able to produce enough to send it to the world or to become like a, you know, you got to pay $100 to get a bag of coffee. Can you imagine? That'd be so crazy.
I'd have to drink Red Bull and tea.
A deaf dog probably just thinks you've stopped talking to them. Now, that's
terrible. Oh, that's so sad.
That's awful.
A deaf dog also thinks you kick it in the middle of the night.
What?
Like you get up in the middle of the night and you
They probably think that anyway, whether
dog.
They're deaf or not.
You probably think you purposely just meant to kick it
that's
in the middle
so
of the night.
That's so sad. I don't want to talk about that. That's awful.
Yeah. I wonder if people would feel the same way.
No, because you have cognitive thinking. You would know that you're going deaf or a dog's just like,
God, dog
why is no
have...
one, why can't I hear anything? That's so sad.
That is sad. Thanks for writing that one down, Vinny. You weirdo. Yeah, there's something coming up later on this week. It was making me think of it with the thing about marbles not being made out of marble.
Mm-hmm.
It is National Mulligan Day. You know how that term?
Oh, yeah.
When you go golfing, you take a mulligan, you get a second chance. And the idea is that it's a day where, you know, second chances day. But it comes from a golf term. There was a guy named Mulligan who was a Canadian golfer in the 20s, and that's where the term came
from. Who was really bad, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was like, I got to read up more on this guy. Why did they pick his name?
I'm going to take a mulligan.
Yeah.
Another mulligan.
His name is Vince Mulligan.
Yeah, exactly.
There he is.
Talk about Googling a name.
Taking another shot on the hole when he missed. This is not mini golf, Mulligan. This is not mini golf. All right, we got a lot to do today. He said. Is on the way at 7:50, 7:29:20, hashtag mom. What else we got coming up today?
Chicken wang.
Hang on.
We can talk about our neighbor.
You gotta like gas.
Our neighbor went fishing.
Oh, that's right.
He brought us a little present.
So we'll tell you about this, the surprise he sent. And I know we've talked a lot about our weekend, but it was an eventful weekend. Here we are, middle of the week. We're still talking about this. Rochelle might be in love with the pilot she had on her flight.
Uh-oh.
She was so intrigued by something about this gentleman. So that's all on the way this morning. I got this forwarded to me, and it's kind of disconcerting. These are things that you should never Google. I don't know if this is because you wouldn't want this in your search history, because the picture, the image that would come up would be disturbing or gross or...
Okay.
My first, middle, and last name.
Yeah, that would be gross.
You know, I'll admit this. I have never Googled you. I wonder what comes up.
I'm not sure.
I don't think we want to know, do we?
I don't know. Probably not.
You know, what's really alarming is when you type anybody's name in, they get that website that says, do they have a criminal record? And then you start wondering, does this person have a criminal record that I didn't know about?
You know what's lucky for me is I change my last name every couple years.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm...
Sure.
I'm good to go. You'll never know.
Number one on this
list.
Looks
like I'm an attorney in some area.
Attorney Vinny, how you doing? Number one, symptoms.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever Google your symptoms.
Nope.
It's never going to be good. It's either a cold or you're dying.
I've never Googled it, but I do like there's a thing where you do a symptom checker, and you just click on this. They get a little graphic of the body, and you click what hurts, and then it gives you all the possible things that could be wrong with you.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's from, like, the Mayo Clinic. It seems legit.
I'm so glad we just got you insurance. That's not okay.
I had a pain in my head, and I Googled it. Said it was cancer.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's either a headache or it's cancer.
Right.
Like, yeah, don't Google your symptom.
Everything is always cancer on those sites. I think they do that just to frighten you, right?
Terrifying.
Listen to this. Catheter mishaps.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No.
Coffee enema.
I don't know what that is, but I will never Google that. I
like this. Does chloroform really work?
Don't Google that. Wow.
You'll end up on a list that way.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I guarantee that you have seen this, Vinny. Two girls, one cup.
Oh, gosh. That's like a middle school. Ugh.
Have you seen it, Robbie?
Yes, you have.
Ew! I've
seen it. It's pretty gross.
I have never seen it. I know what it is, but I've never
seen it. I can't really continue with this list. I'm going to just, I'll give you this one. Art at the zoo. I'm not sure what that is, but that sounds like it might be okay. But there's a couple of these.
I'm Googling it.
They are colors with a food, and I don't want to say them out loud because I believe I believe they're all innuendo for parts of the anatomy.
So is art at the zoo.
Oh, no.
I'm Googling it.
Don't Google it.
Do it on your phone. Don't do it on the work computer, for the love of God.
Oh, oops.
You go to 1071theboss.com. Click on the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page. You can send these to us right there. You can also go to any of our socials on all social media, including Facebook. Just search 1071 The Boss. We will pop right up. We like to share these events as we barrel toward another weekend. Sometimes we get community events, people trying to make a difference for a great cause, for a charity.
Yep.
Oktoberfest Craft Beer Festival is back, presented by 1071 The Boss. This Saturday from 1 to 5, over 60 beers on tap, live music, food trucks, and more. Get your tickets now at RacewayPark.com. By the way, you can also sign up to be a VIP. You get in an hour early.
That's awesome.
So for a little extra, check that all out, RacewayPark.com, and the boss will see you there.
There's no beer left. It's gone.
And listen, this is a great cause. Oktoberfest is a great cause.
Absolutely.
If you're a beer fan, slash wino, like Rochelle. Fall Fest at Windward Beach Park and Brick. It's happening this Saturday from 1 to 7. Food trucks, music, games, inflatables, bouncy houses, the cornhole tournament, fire pits, beer, wine. Oh, my. The event then closes with a fireworks show. Admission is free. Bricktownship.net for all the info. I've been hankering for a good fireworks show.
Well,
because you and I were on the road like we always are on 4th of July. Right. So we saw the fireworks on TV, you know, from New York or whatever.
Right.
But I would really like to see some fireworks up close and personal. Well, and not just the nitwit we got in the backyard next to us.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go to the Oktoberfest first, get the beer and wine, go to the next place and get some more beer and wine, bounce in the bouncy house, and then go see the fireworks. It'll be a great night. Same day, great night.
Your ambition to go drink beer is exhausting, okay? That's at bricktownship.net for all the info. And the Columbus Day Parade in Seaside was postponed last weekend. I think Diane had that in the news yesterday.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Sunday, it's 1 o'clock Grant Avenue. Be on the lookout. 1071 The Boss will be on tour in the parade.
Fun.
In our cool radio station van.
That's very cool.
No vans are as cool as radio station vans.
It's true.
There's a couple of things we thought you'd like to know this morning. We had the kids get them on weekends and all that business. We noticed some of the little bad habits that happen. And one of them is just how mean Lola, who's the older sibling, almost 6 years older, can be to Grayson.
Yeah.
And now, he can be chatty and he can be a little irritating because he just keeps asking questions. And, you know, you leave him for 2 seconds
very inquisitive.
Just like Stewie on Family Guy.
He is. He really is. And we mentioned last week or maybe the week before that he's very Dennis the Menace-like, that he's sweet and
loving.
But he
means well.
He means well, but to a 10-year-old little girl, that's just annoying.
Well, she just takes it over the top. She'll go up and go, guess what? I'm going to kill you.
I mean,
like, what are
that's
you doing?
Too much.
Is this my big fat Greek wedding? You can't do that. So
yeah, I feel like she probably is doing a little bit of damage to him. It's
but this
okay.
is what keeps psychotherapists in business.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So this inspired something new. We did this, I think it was last week, and we're going to do it again today because we had some callers. We got them all back on hold. We didn't get to all of them the other day.
Yeah.
This is what we call Robbie and Rochelle's sibling rivalry. This happened to your sibling. Maybe you were the sibling involved. You'll never live this down. They'll never live it down. All right, let's start with line number four.
My name is Chelsea.
Good morning, Chelsea.
I'm the oldest of two, me and my sister. She's 6 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say our fights were ruthless, they were ruthless. And mind you, she might be 6 years younger than me, but this child is built like a linebacker.
Oh, no.
It's like your sister.
So when we fought, I would do anything necessary to make sure I came out on top.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
There was one time she broke into my room, stole all my clothes, all kinds of things, and I confronted her about it, and she wanted to spit in my face.
Oh.
So I chased her. We start fist fighting and stuff, and she was honestly trying to get the best of me. So next thing I know, I have her hair wrapped up in my hand, and I am putting holes in the wall with her head.
Wow.
That's the kind of fights we had.
Where are your parents?
That's pretty savage. I thought she was going to say that she'd turn and then pull the hair all the way out, you know?
Oh, I thought Grayson and Lola fought bad. That's really kind of scary.
Like Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat. Yeah. All right, let's do one more. Line one.
Yes, I was listening to your sibling rivalry thing this morning, and one of the stories I had, I guess this was like the last big fight me and my brother had. I was drying my hair, and I wasn't finished, and he wanted to use the hair dryer, and so he decided he was going to take away from me before I even finished it, and so he started pulling on the hair dryer and trying to take it away from me, and we were fighting, and I was reaching around trying to grab something to hit him with, and all I could find was a screwdriver, and I stabbed him in the foot with it.
What?
I didn't, like, stab him. It just barely grazed the skin in between his big toe and next toe, but it was enough to make him stop.
What are you, OJ?
Oh my!
Another thing, we used to fight all the time. He was a big bully. He was only like a year older than me, and I couldn't always get him back because he had strength on me, and so I would be all covert and do stuff like dip his toothbrush in the toilet, and since we shared a bathroom, I would be brushing my teeth, and he would be brushing his teeth, and I would just be sitting there smiling because I knew that he was brushing his teeth
with
toilet water.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so savage.
Also, you stabbed him in the foot with a screwdriver, so maybe you deserve the bullying that you got. I don't know.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
We're going to have to do this again because I still have another caller to be taking on here, but we don't have time. So there you go. Sibling rivalries. It's Robbie and Rochelle with intern Vince. And we've moved again. I know we've talked about that. We're always moving, right? People must think we're vagabonds or something.
We are.
I guess we kind of are.
We 100% are.
And there's always a pluses and minuses. It's just like those HGTV shows. There's always pluses and minuses when it comes to a place you move. And one of the pluses of the current place we're in is we really like our neighbors.
Yeah.
And that has not always been the case.
Right.
One of the places, if you remember, had that dirt road and we was in a duplex. And so they were on one side, we're on the other side. And technically they were separate houses, but the smell would come through because they were smokers. And it was a whole deal, okay?
It was bad.
Anyway, really like our new neighbors. Reason number one is they're very nice. Reason number two is they have a Mercedes and a Tesla out back. So we're figuring these people have got some coins. You want to be friends with people like this. Rochelle is suspecting they probably have a boat somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Well, we sound like such jerks, don't we?
We do. We are jerks.
But listen. If you're hearing me say this right now, I want you to look. I know you can't look me in the eyes, but look straight at your radio, and I'm looking at you through the radio, okay? You know you would do the same thing. If you had neighbors next door with a couple of Teslas, you'd want to be friends with those people. You're like, how bad can they be, right?
Seriously, and they are really nice, and they have really cute dogs.
Yeah.
And so they're very nice.
And you flashed them last week by accident.
And I flashed them. So we know each other on an intimate level already.
It occurs to me maybe what I'm about to say, maybe this happened because of that. Maybe this was a little, hey, thanks very much for the show, Rochelle.
Oh.
Thanks for showing me the girls.
Okay.
It never occurred to me until just now that maybe that's what's going on here. But
I hope not. That's
but
not
the
okay.
Same window where Rochelle decided to flash the neighbors. She didn't know the neighbors were there. That's why she did it. We don't. It's in the kitchen, and so we don't have a curtain. Maybe we should, but we don't. We don't have a curtain on his window. So in the evening when it's dark and the lights are on, you can see into the house. And there's a little alleyway between their house and our house. And so he happened to be walking by, and you were being a goofball, and that's what happened. Well, last night, I'm standing there, and we have our little bar where we keep the bottles of wine, so I'm going to pick a wine. He walks by, and he's like, hey, and I can hear him through the glass of the window. I said, hey, and he's saying something, and so I said, what? And so I go out the back door, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, neighbor? I think he's a listener. I know that. I believe his name is Mike. I feel so guilty that I forget what he said
I'm
his name was.
I'm so bad with names.
I apologize. So if you are listening this morning, I'm so sorry, neighbor. But we're very grateful. And he says, listen, I went fishing. It was a great catch. I got a couple pounds of fish. I'll give you a few pounds. What do we get, like 2 pounds of fish?
At least. At least. A huge bag.
And I said, sure, we'll take it. He's like, you want it, right? I was like, Yeah, I guess so. That sounds good.
That was so nice. My first thought was like, I hope he's going to like clean it though, because I don't know what to do with it. Like, what do you do?
Yeah, Vinny, this is so great. So I say, hey, the neighbor just, well, she comes from upstairs. I say, the neighbor just came by and he went fishing. He wants to give us some fish. And I said, sure. Isn't that nice? And she says, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to debone the fish. I don't know how to prepare raw fish. What does this have? When you pull it right out of the water, I have to skin it. Like I bought it from the supermarket, but I don't know what to. I said, no, this is nice.
I get my fish from like a can, you know, I don't, from the frozen fish. Section.
Doesn't have the cartoon dolphin on it.
Yeah. This is chicken or fish, I'm not sure.
Well, he knocks on the door, and there he is, and he's got in a bag. It's all cleaned, ready to go. I said, man, I could have sushi right now. He said, you're right, you could.
You could.
I was flabbergasted. This is maybe the nicest thing that someone I hardly know has ever done for me.
It was so nice. And when I put it in the fridge, and you were like, should I have invited him in?
Well, see, here's the thing.
He knows our house now.
And he listens to the show.
He does.
So here's the thing. He's like, I don't know how to behave with other humans. I'm not really good around people. I know how to do a show somehow, but I don't know what to do when there's people around. And listen, I'm not being snarky. I really am very grateful. And this was so nice.
Yeah,
and the guy
so
is
nice.
A hell of a nice guy. But I was like, should have invited him in? Do we give him a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
What do we do? I don't know.
I think we just say thank you, right?
Well, we did say thank you, but he was kind of standing there in the doorway. And after I closed the door, I'm like, we probably should have let him in. But then what are we going to do? We're just sitting and watch TV together?
I know.
I don't know.
What
do you guys want to watch? The Fishing Channel?
Y'all fans of Bassmasters? He doesn't talk like that at all.
No,
but
he doesn't.
What are we going to make, by the way? What kind of fish are you thinking we're going to do? Are you going to make it like a little seafood salad, or what do you think?
I'm going to make a fishy fish. I don't know.
It's a fish sandwich. Here's a piece of bread, a piece of bread, and a piece of raw fish.
Here's some fish.
Bon appetit, you son of a bitch. By the way, you can catch up anytime on our podcast, streaming on demand. Just go to our page on the website or search us wherever you get your podcast or follow us on Facebook, and the link to the audio will come up in our daily feed. So a little reminder there. All right, a couple of things training this morning we thought you had to know. Well, this is maybe the third, fourth time in the past month that we've had an alligator story. Here is a lady feeding an alligator.
Now settle. Bye, buddy. Have a good day.
What? She's having a good time.
She feeds him, she sends him on his way, and then she jumps at the end. But
oh, my gosh.
I guess all's well that ends well.
I guess, when you have your hand still.
I can't imagine the set of circumstances in a human's life that you end up in a swamp with an alligator, a handful of food. And you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to feed this alligator, yep. And I'm going to take out my iPhone while I do it. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine.
Yeah.
All right, a plane was forced to make an emergency landing at LaGuardia Airport. Because a passenger mistook a traveler's camera for a bomb.
Oh, jeez.
This is the moment that the man was being apprehended.
We just had to evacuate somebody.
Everybody step back right now. Step back.
Okay.
Turns out it was just a phone.
Mind your business.
I'll tell you what. If I was on that flight and we had to get off, wait for it, and then it turns out it was just a misunderstanding, then we have to get back on the flight. Oh, my God. I would be upset.
That's your worst nightmare.
That's my worst nightmare.
And it's happening. I mean, you had a guy bring a bow and arrow on a plane. They didn't make you deplane.
The kind that they light up like he's Robin Hood. What is going on? Nestle has launched a new vegan shrimp option. They've named it Vrimp. Here's someone that works for Nestle explaining what this is all about.
Obviously, we spotted the opportunity in the market. Do you see the consumers are moving there?
I don't know. I thought Nestle made chocolate. I don't know. What are they doing with shrimp? I mean, that's fine if they want to do a vegan thing. I know if they can do vegan, you know, no milk from a cow. I get that. What are we doing with shrimp?
I think they make more than chocolate.
This would be like if Ford started making popcorn. You're like, what are you doing? You make pickups. Why are we making popcorn? Seems like we veered a little off the path.
Maybe it's chocolate shrimp, and that's why it's vegan.
Well, this is, if I was making this up, David Arquette used to be married to Courtney Cox, right?
Yeah.
He has bought the rights to Bozo the Clown, you know, the old TV show. We were just talking about Bozo yesterday.
Yeah.
And he has big plans. He said he's thinking of making a movie series, said it'll be similar to Spider-Man. Whatever that means.
I fell in love with Bozo when I was a kid.
I feel like Courtney Cox just goes to the judge. She's like, you see what I'm dealing with here?
Do you see this?
Wow.
Wasn't Willard Scott the original Bozo?
He was. That's true. He was also the original Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I don't know. if I knew that.
Or maybe he was the original Ronald and he played Bozo. But yeah, Willard Willard was quite the clown before he became a weatherman. But with all the division, all the bad news, all the scary stuff, here's a happy fact. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are not only still friends, they're doing a Halloween baking show, and it's going to be on that Peacock app next week, just in time for All Hallows Eve.
Shizzle.
I need sweets and treats to stop my stomach.
There's a little promo for the show. Oh, that sounds great.
Snoop Dogg's a grandpa now, though, so I don't know. He's probably just going to be making, you know, like the straight-laced brownies is my guess.
You think Snoop wears an apron?
I hope so.
I feel like he does.
I hope he has an apron on. Yes, absolutely.
I feel like Martha is a little more street than him these days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's think about this. If you see Martha Stewart coming down the street, she looks like she can take you down.
She's been to jail. Absolutely.
Snoop Dogg.
She'll take you out.
Snoop Dogg.
He's a grandpa.
He got an apron. I know I brought this up not that long ago, that Smash Mouth, you know the band that had that song, Hey Now, You're an All-Star?
Yeah.
They hate radio because they think that they've released all kinds of music and that you only hear their big hit songs. And they think we should all be listening to Smash Mouth on the radio all day long.
Okay.
Well, if you need more proof that they're a bunch of D-bags, Steve Harwell, who's the lead singer, got wasted on stage, swore at the crowd, threw a drink at someone in the front row.
Oh my gosh.
And then gave him the finger and a Nazi salute.
No.
Absolutely true.
You're kidding me.
Can we just agree that we will never play any Smash Mouth music on this radio station?
Hey, now you're not an all-star.
I mean, I do like that Walking on the Sun song, but can we just agree?
No more Smash Mouth.
That we're not going to, let's just mute that scene in Shrek, okay?
That's crazy.
What a horrible bunch of people.
Wow.
All right, if you thought the Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart was unlikely and straight. Listen to this. President Biden attended the wedding of one of the Real Housewives of Orange County, Megan O'Toole King. I don't know if that name means anything to you unless you watch a show. She married his nephew.
Oh.
So the president was there.
Okay.
No word if he will appear in an episode of the show, but
that's interesting. Can you imagine if the president, it doesn't matter who it is your uncle? Like, that's different than obviously being your dad or something, but like, you're like, this is Uncle Joe. Like, I don't know. Like, what do you say? That's so awkward. And then everybody at your wedding, it's supposed to be your day, is like, oh my God, the president is here.
Uncle Joe, you pass him to tomatoes and three guys with guns and sunglasses on her in your face.
Right, that's
step
so
away.
Crazy.
We'll hand him the mashed potatoes. You know what, Uncle Joe? Just don't come to Thanksgiving dinner. It's just too much.
Right.
I don't know why this makes me laugh, but it does. There's a new survey. 78% of Americans say they don't know any magic tricks. If you ask them, they would have nothing. 2% of people. Only 2% of Americans say they'd be able to show you a good magic trick if you had one.
Do you know how to do any magic tricks?
I don't. It seems like this is a generational thing, because I remember my grandfather, his friends, they all would do the little trick with the quarter in your ear.
Or the finger, like where you make it look like your finger is coming off. Or
were all our grandparents, great-grandparents magicians? Is there something we don't know here?
No, I think there was no YouTube, and so you had to figure out how to keep yourself busy.
Maybe if I throw this card from here into a bowl across the room, I can amuse myself for an hour.
There you go.
Because winter. Our world famous celebrity birthday file. Yesterday it was Lara. Today it's Tiffany Trump. She's 28. She's one of the former president's daughters, right?
Yeah, I think that's his actual. The one yesterday was his daughter-in-law.
Oh, I see.
This is his actual daughter with one of his wives.
I can't keep up with all the names.
I don't know.
I'd like to come over with some mashed potatoes, please. Big fan. Big.
Uncle Don. That's weird, right?
Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen hits the big 5-0 today.
Yuck shamash, Katy Pepsi.
And you thought that was my favorite? Here comes my other favorite little. Nancy Kerrigan is 52.
Why?
Because it's your birthday. That's why.
So terrible.
Because it's your birthday.
So terrible.
Marie Osmond of Donnie and Marie fame. Sammy Hagar, Paul Simon. A couple of big rock stars celebrate today's National M&M Day. Man, it's going to be our 5-year-old Grayson's favorite day of the year.
Forget
Christmas. It's M&M Day.
He loves M&M.
It's also National No Bra Day. He probably liked that too. Because for a 5-year-old, he's learned the ways of the world.
Yeah. Whatever.
We were talking about on He Said, She Said, about what things you shouldn't do without pants, things you shouldn't do in the buff.
Sure.
And we had a few mom confessions.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, there were a lot of mom confessions, but this is something we do every single day, most especially for mom, your beloved, dear old mom. Hashtag mom. God, yeah, maybe it is something you want to tell us about your mom. Maybe you are the mom telling us about your experience as a mom every day. Maybe you're a mom who's also juggling a career and the hubby and the girlfriends and all the other stuff you have to do. Once in a while, we do hear from dads.
Yeah.
Just use that hashtag any of our socials. Send these on in. We share them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. We search that hashtag, MOM mom, every day, just like this.
Wendy Duncan said, my daughter forgot her gym uniform at home. When I arrived at the school to drop it off to her, I realized I also forgot the gym uniform. I see where she gets it from.
I got to tell you, it's funny. Sometimes we talk about these things and memories come back. Now, you had mentioned something about the big mat they put under the balance beam when you do gymnastics in gym class in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember that when we did gym, we had a locker at the gym, and then we had the locker, you know, in the hallway of the high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the gym locker, I would have my gym shorts and shirt, and inevitably I would just throw it in there because I didn't want to be bothered to bring it home. Man, did that thing stink.
Wait, you had an assigned gym locker, too?
I did, and, you know, after the first week or two of using it, if you didn't bring it home to get it washed,
well, yeah,
it would stink so bad, I mean, and I would forget week after week, and I go, oh, no, and then you got to put it on, and you stink, and you're trying to look cool for the other guys, or, you know.
The worst was if you had swimming class, and you left your wet bathing suit in there, and then you shut it in there, and then you had to wear it again the next day. That's way worse than the gym clothes.
Now, see, we used to go over to a university that had a pool, because my school didn't.
You're so bougie.
Well, we did.
Every time you tell me a story
about
your school.
Well, wait a minute. Your school had their own pool?
Yes.
Well, that's more bougie. I don't know why you're giving me shade.
Okay.
We went over there, and if you forgot your bathing suit, they had suits to wear, but they were like those 1920s bathing suits.
Yes.
That were, you look like Urkel in a bathing suit.
Please tell me you have a photograph of yourself in one of those bathing suits. Did you have to wear a swim cap, too?
We're already running late on this feature. Just get it over with, will you? I don't want to talk about it.
Mrs. Bradley, 2015, said, I'm sorry, but if you come to my house and want something to drink, you're probably going to need to get a glass from a kid's room.
Yeah, I hear that.
Uh-huh. Wendy Ocean said, I let my toddler play with my phone today, so now everything is in Spanish, and I have 273 pictures of her left hand.
Now, you've got some emoji thing that writes in Japanese.
Yeah.
Like all your...
Little our 10-year-old put.
Instead of the little smiley faces or whatever with the kisses.
Japanese. I don't know how to take it off.
Yeah, it's like the writing, you know?
Yeah, she put a different language in my keyboard so I can change it to Japanese. Yeah.
You text somebody...
Sorry.
You've ordered a computer.
Yeah. You know?
All right. Hashtag mom. Get them in. 729-20. We do them every morning.
It's he said, she said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Let's talk about food. We talk about food. We did a food file yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about food.
Okay.
Always hungry. So yes. We talk about food. It's almost as good as eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Without telling me where you're from. Where you grew up.
Okay.
Tell me where you grew up using food.
Using food?
Yeah.
Okay. Pop. Buddy's Pizza.
Yeah.
Werner's.
The Midwest, Michigan.
Punchkies.
Maybe Illinois. No, the Punchkies are a tell. That's a Detroit thing
that's
where you grew up.
Yeah. Yep. That's a thing. That's what I got.
Macaroni.
Okay, that's anywhere.
It's not anywhere.
That is.
I was just talking with our friends Danny and Lynn about this, and they were saying that you got to be Italian to call it macaroni, because other than macaroni and cheese,
mm-hmm.
non-Italians don't say that.
Are you from Italy?
No, I'm not from Italy. All right, let me specify a little bit. I think it's Italian-American thing, I guess, to say macaroni. How about clam cakes and chowder? Coffee milk.
Okay, that would be Rhode Island.
Yeah. Now, had people heard of coffee milk where
that's
you grew up in Detroit?
No. I had no idea what that was until you told me. I had no idea.
Yeah, there's like a whole bunch of, for a teeny little state, there's a whole bunch of food that only comes from there.
Yeah, coffee milk is like almost like Nesquik, but it tastes like coffee, right?
Yeah.
Is that how you would describe it?
I suppose it's like Nesquik,
okay,
but that's
listen,
not.
Listen, I grew up in Michigan. We didn't have coffee milk. We had Nesquik.
All right, I understand. So whether you grew up in a different country, whether you're in a different state, different town. Without telling us where you're from, tell us where you're from by giving us a food that you grew up with, okay? That's your he said.
She said.
We're just getting going this morning with your he said.
She said.
So without telling us where you're from, tell us where you're from with a food. Give us a food you grew up with, and we'll try and figure out where it is you hail from.
Savannah said Hershey Bar.
So probably Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No?
All right. No, that's right.
Does she tell us where she's from?
No, she didn't.
She's like, riddle me this. Hershey bar.
It's just
gone.
It's a picture of a Hershey bar.
Unfriend.
So I'm assuming it's Hershey bar. It's not
well,
just
yeah.
Chocolate.
Hershey is from Pennsylvania. Yeah. They got the Hershey theme park,
that's
the
right,
chocolate theme
right.
park and all that. So.
Linda said key lime pie.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm guessing that's...
Sounds like a Florida thing. Yeah, something.
Florida? I don't know where it's from, but I want some.
Someplace warm.
Fran said poutine, and my husband's would be potatoes.
Is that like the New Orleans
poutine
or someplace?
Poutine is Canadian. That's
that's
French fries with the gravy on top.
Sounds gross,
yeah.
Eh?
How about it?
No, I don't know if it sounds gross. But
it's
that's,
not gross.
That's
it's
too,
delicious.
That's too heavy for me.
It's delicious.
Although I had never had the chili cheese fries
Oh, yeah.
At a fast food place until you. Yeah, because it's where you and I met in Detroit.
Coney Island? Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'd never had that before.
Yes.
And it's pretty fantastic, I got to say.
It's very heavy, and your stomach will kill you.
And now I'm very heavy, so.
Yeah, it'll kill you for eating it, but chili cheese fries are the best.
Julia, Neptune.
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies.
Oh, I mean, I know what those are. Like
that sounds like it might be a Southern thing.
Definitely a Southern.
I'm going to say New Orleans.
Sort of close.
Okay.
Alabama.
North.
I'm trying to go. Tennessee.
Go east.
Georgia?
No, I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, okay. That would have taken a long time. I'm glad you just spilled the beans. I would have been here all day looking at a map. Eric in Smithville?
Pub subs. Does that mean anything to you?
Hub subs.
Pub subs?
Oh, pub subs.
Pub subs.
Pub subs.
I'm going to take a wild guess, and I'm sure I'm wrong, but I'm going to say St. Louis.
Nope. Not even close. Ice cold.
Okay. California.
Oh, getting colder.
Okay. Getting colder.
It's going to be Philadelphia.
I mean, you're on the right coast.
Okay, why don't you tell us?
I'm from the southeast. Pub subs are a thing. We're in Florida, and our supermarket chain is Publix.
Oh, yeah, Publix I've heard of. Okay, well, that makes sense.
My mom lives in Florida, loves Publix. She'll tell you all about it.
Yep.
ask her about the pub sub.
All right, I will do.
You're not going to ask your mother let me tell you right now. You're not going to ask her anything.
I'm not going to ask her.
That would involve a telephone call. That's not going to happen.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
I said when we started, we talk about food a lot because we try not to eat all morning because we're I don't know what it is. Maybe because we get up early, we're hungry.
Yeah.
So we talk about food instead of eating it. Mm-hmm. And this is a fun one today. We've got some interesting answers. It's a little mystery involved. Without telling us where you're from, where you grew up, where you hail from.
Right.
Tell us with a food. And we'll try and figure it out.
Dan said white clam pizza. I don't even know what that is.
White clam pizza. I'm thinking that's got to be a Maryland thing.
Or Connecticut, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe. Connecticut does have some pretty good pizza. New Haven is known for its pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know where Yale is?
Yes, I know where Yale is.
Well, you look at me sometimes, you're like, what? it's New Haven.
I know where Yale is.
Yeah, Matt Imodio from Jeopardy is from New Haven.
So is Rory Gilmore.
Rory Gilmore, not a real person from a television show.
Okay,
that's
how I know. So, right. Sarah said fudge.
Uh-huh. That's got to be a Michigan thing.
A Michigan thing, yeah. Yep. And Mike said deep dish pizza.
That's Chicago.
That's Chicago.
Yeah, or he just likes to go to Uno's.
Right. Or
place.
It depends on the deep dish because Detroit claims to have the deep dish, but square.
Detroit is a square pizza.
Right, but
would
it
you
is
stop
deep
talking
dish.
About your hometown?
Well, listen.
We're not in Detroit.
I understand that, but I'm just saying I'm related. Is it just a round deep dish or is it a square deep dish?
Since they're eating her pizza, playing Eminem songs. They're like, Detroit's great.
But ranch on my pizza.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We get it. You're from Detroit. You're a University of Michigan graduate. We get it. You get the tattoo on your foot to prove it. We got it. We know where you're from.
So true.
Okay?
It's so true.
It's not all about you. Here's Anna from Manalapan.
Using only food. Tell me where you're from.
Long Island, New York.
No, using only food.
Oh, my bad. So sorry.
That was the best answer of the day right there.
You haven't eaten that before? It's fantastic.
Yeah. Like a little Long Island. Yes.
Sorry.
That's amazing.
The answer to that, which I think you may have gotten anyway, is a bagel with lox and cream cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I could go for one right now. I'll keep it going on Facebook all day. It's your He Said.
She Said.